You're on Texas Standard Time.
There are stories that are hard to cover in many newsrooms because they're too dangerous to be told, too revealing, too embarrassing, or too controversial. But what if those stories could be told without revealing the person's identity? That's what we do here on The Standard. We air these stories as a way to bring you the whole truth. Today, a husband and wife recount a very challenging time in their lives.
El permiso seguía vigente. Cuando lo sacaron, el permiso seguía vigente.
His work permit was still valid. The day he got deported, it was still valid. He had yearly check-in appointments, and he showed up to each of them.
I didn't know I wasn't coming back. I remember that morning. I went to the bank. I had my baby with me. The immigration appointment in San Antonio was early. So after the bank, I dropped him off, and he didn't want to let go of me. It's as though he knew. He cried and cried. He was 2 years old and he wouldn't stop crying, and I was like, I'll be right back. But I think he felt I wouldn't return.
Siempre somos socios en todo el aspecto de la palabra.
We've always been partners in the true meaning of the word. We both work, we both contribute at home. While he was here, he took care of one kid, I took care of the other. Our marriage is shoulder to shoulder. So when he was gone, I had to deal with everything.
Era como solo respirar y darse cuenta que
felt like I was underwater, only coming out for air to move on to the next task and then the next. It was an endless cycle of anxiety and stress.
Next month it'll be 5 years.
Para que él regresara primero. La aplicación estaba aceptada.
For him to come back, first I had to double check that his paperwork with immigration was still valid. Then I had to file for pardons and hire an attorney. It was a lot of money. Then I started working as an activist. I went to different houses of worship to educate Americans because there is a lot of ignorance surrounding issues of immigration.
Mi percepción acerca de las leyes, acerca del gobierno.
At some point, I started believing that the goal of deporting people like my husband is to weaken us by breaking up our family ties. That way, our children are never part of the future of this country. That strengthens the argument that Hispanics don't amount to much, that they don't go to school. These are arguments that keep us oppressed.
Esa es mi percepción. Y creo que es muy válida.
This is only my view, but it is a very valid view.
Busqué a mi congresista, le pedí una carta.
Anyway, after that, I went looking for my congressman and asked him for a letter of support. I got another one from my mayor and one from my daughter's college dean.
Yo no acepto uno se puede. No está en mi vocabulario.
I do not accept the words, it can't be done. They are not a part of my lexicon.
Llegué el 23 de diciembre.
I came back December 23rd.
Yo siento un regalo muy peleado, muy exigido.
I don't feel his return as a Christmas present because I fought for it. I demanded it. Had it been for immigration authorities, my husband would have never come back. I earned it, and my activist community earned his return.
Así que de todos mis compañeros activistas.
Pero es un regalo para mis hijos que llegué y estoy aquí. Mi hijo me...
Well, it may not feel like a Christmas gift to her, but it is a gift to our children. And now I'm back, I'm here. Our youngest is now 7. He missed me terribly, and that's the whole truth.
No, y esta es la pura verdad.
Do you have a story you've never told but want to get off your chest? We'll tell your secret, but not your identity. Email us, texasstandard@kut.org. And tell us the whole truth.